Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So what is the state of manufacturing in the state of Minnesota?
Well, the state of manufacturing is much more confident than it was a year ago even. So things are really looking up.
Wow, that's great. Now, you actually attended some kind of an unveiling or
right.
Something that just the other night.
Right. The state of manufacturing is an annual survey that Enterprise Minnesota, that's a statewide organization that helps manufacturers basically around the state with improving their businesses, and they do an annual survey of manufacturers all over the state just basically to gauge how they're feeling about things, what their needs are, what's concerning them, and things like that. And the big release was this week, and they had some interesting results. This was the third annual one, so okay. We're now to a point where we can start seeing some trends.
Well, that's pretty interesting. And so when we kind of dial down into this a little bit, I mean, are the manufacturers looking to perhaps add new employees?
They are, yeah.
That's a really good thing. Are they looking to perhaps purchase more raw materials? I presume that would sort of go hand in hand.
Right. Or just generally, they're more confident. Of course, the first year that they did this, when they talked to manufacturers, it was at the beginning of 2009, basically the start of the recession, and people were not optimistic at all. And then in 2010, it was about the same, and now this last year, they're just looking a lot more confident. They're talking more about expansion. They're talking about hiring. They still have some major concerns that haven't really changed, and the top one is the cost of health care. Mm. That's always going to be a big problem. Also, in rural Minnesota, there's a little bit of a problem of finding qualified workers still. So that seems to be an ongoing problem, too. But overall, things just seem to be looking up, and they're just feeling more confident.
So getting to the point of the qualified workers, I mean, that really kind of falls on the shoulders of the educational higher ed, basically, around the state, right? I mean, we're talking the technical colleges and those kinds of places.
Well, it can. I mean, this is an opportunity for, you know, our whole college and university systems to just really grab this, you know, and really do something with it. We have, you know, specialized manufacturers, and as things get more competitive with other states and other countries, you know, you have to go more high tech. And so the state colleges are really in a good position to, you know, work with businesses and see what they're doing. And it doesn't have to be in that traditional, you know, sitting in a classroom mm-hmm. deal anymore mm-hmm. either. They could really help businesses with having on-the-job training, which is also very effective. And so this is probably, you know, this really is something that they are looking into and are putting into action all over the state.
Well, it's some encouraging news. Thanks for sharing mm-hmm. it with us, Marnie. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.